Jesus is on the move from Capernaum. He travels to the nearby villages of Galilee, wanting to preach there as well. A man with leprosy comes and falls at the feet of Jesus, crying out with a pitiable plea. For lepers in that society are not only pitied, but greatly feared. People did not know what caused this wide range of diseases, which included what we today call leprosy, but they knew that they were contagious. So the only solution was to isolate the victims and not allow them to have any contact with other people. Although the disease caused an appalling physical disintegration of body and limbs, the real pain of the disease was the resulting social isolation. It's also tragic that many of the people who were forced to be ostracized may not even have had the disease, but some other non-contagious skin complaint. The response of Jesus today is kind of odd. Jesus is deeply moved by the leper. Some translations say with compassion or pity, but others say with anger. The Greek word can in fact be translated either way. But once he heals the leper in a very matter-of-fact way, then Jesus warns him sternly not to say anything about the healing. Perhaps this is simply because before the man can be reintegrated into society, he has to be seen to be clean by making the appropriate offering that is prescribed in the book of Leviticus. Perhaps we can take great courage from the gospel today, knowing that when we bring any of our complaints and diseases before the Lord, he will respond to us in the same way that he responds to this man. Of course, I want to be made clean. Jesus is never constrained by social conventions or legalities that prevent him from being part of our lives. Lord Jesus, if we have isolated ourselves away from family and friends, call us today to reconnect with our church family or offer your healing touch to someone that we might know. Amen. Grace and peace. This is Father Richard Healy. Find out more at fatherrick.com, FRRICK.com.